The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, Israel has said that they back the temporary US-Iran ceasefire, but they say it does not include Lebanon. So let's talk a bit more now about the international reaction to all of this. I'm joined by Sky News foreign correspondent Alistair Bunkle. Alistair, thank you for being with us. There seems to be some caution and trepidation, would you agree, around this announcement overnight of the two-week ceasefire?
Yeah, certainly. If we take Israel first, mixed feelings. I've spoken to a very senior, already the main opposition leader in Israel this morning. He sees it as total capitulation by Benjamin Netanyahu and a total failure to achieve Israel's war goals. I have spoken as well to Netanyahu's inner circle. I have to say they are, I would say, uncharacteristically subdued. But at the same time, I suppose putting a brave face on it and saying that the negotiations will deliver what they need and what they want. And then I've spoken to people I know in Israel, normal people, if I can put it like that, and they're pretty angry too. As one person said, I spent 40 days running to and from a bomb shelter, all for what? You know, Iran, for what? Opening the Strait of Hormuz, which was open 40 days ago. So I think that's the feeling within Israel. I think the feeling within Europe is one of great relief. I think there's an element of relief around the Middle East as well, but it depends on which countries you're talking about. I mean, you know, a lot of the countries, particularly the Gulf states, didn't want this war in the first place. But once it started, I actually thought, a little bit like some of the Israeli opposition, that the Americans and the Israelis should plow on and finish the job.
So given what you say then about a subdued Israeli government, can we take it then that the attacks on southern Lebanon and the desire to finish off Hezbollah, because that's what Israel had said they wanted to do, that they're going to stop now as part of this deal?
We can't take it as that. Benjamin Netanyahu says that this deal doesn't include anything about Lebanon. Mm-hmm. The Iranians say that it does. I suggest we need to wait a couple of hours for the president and the United States to wake up and see what he has to say about it. This was a deal that was negotiated between the Iranians and the Americans, and the Israelis, I think, were pretty much told what was happening and they need to get on board with it. So Donald Trump might take a view on what happens with Lebanon. I think the Israelis, if they can, well, I'm certain the Israelis, if they can, will continue their operations in Lebanon, for the reasons they've stated, but also now for something of a face-saving exercise for Benjamin Netanyahu as well.
Just interesting to see what J.D. Vance is saying this morning in Hungary, and he's making a public address or having a fireside chat, or has been over the last hour or so, warning that Iranian leaders will have to negotiate, Alistair, in good faith, or they will reap the consequences. He says that Donald Trump is impatient to make progress. He's told us to negotiate in good faith, and I think they'll be able to find a deal. But it's full of warnings, what he is saying, you know, that the president is not one to mess around. They're going to find that out if they don't come to the table in good faith. But in general, I feel over the last number of hours, I don't know whether you would agree, that people really do sense that Donald Trump has capitulated here.
Oh, I think that is totally the case. I was putting a list together. Look at, it's 40 days of war, right? What hasn't changed? Well, the Iranian regime is still in power. The Iranian regime still has highly enriched uranium. They still have ballistic missile and drone capability. We've seen that demonstrated over the last couple of hours. I think there's reports of drone attacks on some of the Gulf states happening right now. And the Iranian proxies, like Hezbollah and the Houthis, still exist. So none of that has changed. So that all remains the same. Yeah, the ballistic missile capability might have been degraded, but Iran still has that capability. What has changed? Well, Iran has now proven that it can close the Strait of Hormuz, crash the global economy, and use that as leverage. The Gulf states, who didn't want to be involved, have paid a very heavy price, and we'll have to see how that is going to affect the relationship with America and Israel. The future of NATO, I mean, it's another conversation, but it's got to be seriously in doubt as to whether the Americans in the future, certainly under President Trump, would come to the aid of a European country if needed. EU-US relations, well, not just EU, Britain as well, have been severely harmed. The Israeli reputation in the United States, there was polling out by the Pew Research Group yesterday, almost as bad as it ever has been in Israel's history. And Russia is probably one of the few winners out of this. It's made money because sanctions were lifted on its sale of oil. And one of its major military backers for the war in Ukraine, Iran, has remained alive. And so, you know, you take all of that together and you can see why people are asking what on earth the point of the war was, but also why there is a huge amount of skepticism over any claims of victory by either Donald Trump or Benjamin Netanyahu.
And it's been announced that the British Prime Minister will travel to the Gulf to discuss how to keep this ceasefire going and to keep it working. But we will all be watching for the relationship now between Keir Starmer and the UK government and Donald Trump, given all of the insults that were hurled towards him from the US president over the course of the last 5 weeks. It has been pretty unrelenting, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And I suppose now is the moment of opportunity, not just for Keir Starmer, Emmanuel Macron as well, I would say. I think Kaya Kallas, the EU foreign affairs chief, has gone to Saudi Arabia today. I haven't seen whether any others have made the trip. It almost looks as though they're waiting for this to happen and immediately, you know, firing up their aircraft as soon as they could do so. Because if, promise it's not NATO, but Donald Trump sees it as NATO, if NATO or the EU or European countries are going to reclaw any credibility in Donald Trump's eyes, then, you know, I guess now is the moment where they really put some flesh on the bones of this proposal that they would help police the Strait of Hormuz. And I guess that's what Sir Keir Starmer will be investigating. I mean, in fairness to Britain, they have somewhat taken the lead on that, organizing conferences. I mean, I'm not entirely sure what kind of naval ships they could gift to that mission, but, you know, they could bring it all together, and that might be a way to get back into Donald Trump's good books.
Alistair, thank you very much. That's Alistair Bunkle there from Sky News.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.